WGL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGL.
Swamp, it's the new year.
The new year. Happy New Year.
2020.
Yeah.
Halfway through almost.
Wish everybody a happy new year. Hope everybody
halfway through January anyway, yeah.
Hope everybody had a good Christmas out there.
Yes. And a new year.
And
here we go.
Best wish for New Year.
A January show. Talk about this first guy we got coming up here.
We're doing Joel.
What's he gonna be singing? Joel.
Okay.
Joel.
Okay,
yes.
Joel. This guy named Joel Mabus, we've had him on the show, featured him on the show before. As near as I can figure out, he was from around he said 10 minutes from East St. Louis, and we're trying to figure out pinpoint
which
where
direction
they're
from East. 10 minutes from East St. Louis might be the middle of the Mississippi area.
Well, no, he's going
how
east.
How fast you can swim.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think he's going east. He's coming east.
East.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it's Illinois still.
All right.
He says something about Illinois. And he's got a funny song. We're not going to play it, I don't think, tonight. But one called Duct Tape Blues. And he mentioned something about being from southern Illinois and home of the blues there, East St. Louis.
Okay.
But well, the song we're going to hear
that up some other night. But
yeah.
You got a real special.
Yeah. So anyway, I think you're going to enjoy this first song. I hope nobody's offended by it. Joel mentions in the introduction that he's been a vegetarian himself. I have a feeling like he's a lapsed vegetarian.
That takes all the pressure off when you've actually been there.
You're
allowed to sing songs about it or tell jokes.
Some of my friends and I, we love Bob Dylan, but if anybody makes fun of Bob Dylan, we don't like him. I mean, we can make fun of him. We don't like him when other people make fun of him.
I'll remember not to make fun
of him. Yeah, don't make fun of him.
What's his name again?
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Something like that.
Hey, let's...
Anyway.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, tell you what, the name of the song is called Hitler Was a Vegetarian, which is maybe the best thing you say about Hitler, possibly.
Could be.
Out there in Radio Land, you all draw your own conclusions about this.
Yeah.
Well, see what you think.
Here we go.
We don't want to make anybody not a vegetarian, but anyway, here's Hitler was a vegetarian.
All right.
Well, let's turn our attention now to country and western music. I wrote this song for one of those classic country voices, for somebody like George Jones or Willie Nelson or Conway Twitty, one of those guys. But I don't think they're ever going to do it. So I'm going to have to. And I don't know why, because it's on the subject that's a classic country western subject. It's about vegetarianism. So I don't know why, but maybe they're just not ready for it. I don't know. Actually, this takes the stance of a person who's just a little fed up with vegetarianism. Now, I've seen both sides of it. I've been a meat eater. I've been a vegetarian, both. And there's a lot of good reasons to be a vegetarian. But moral superiority is not one of them. Okay? Soybean burger, just don't hit the spot tonight. And darling, somehow those tofu tacos just don't seem quite right. And I'm thinking, as you dish me up your special seaweed stew, darling, Hitler was a vegetarian too. It's true. Hitler was a vegetarian, don't you know? He also was an anti-smoker, militantly so. Forgive me if I slip downtown for a plate of barbecue, but darling, Hitler was a vegetarian too. remember when you told me we were what we ate? Well, I've thought about that, darling, and I'd rather be an animal than slowly vegetate. So next time you skin potatoes and you gouge their little eyes, remember this before you start to sermonize that Hitler was a vegetarian, don't you know? He also was an anti-smoker, militantly, so forgive me if I slip downtown for a Coney dog or two. But darling, Hitler was a vegetarian too. My darling, Hitler was a vegetarian too.
Well, that was Hitler was a vegetarian.
Hitler was a vegetarian.
Who's next? Oh, we got Jim Birch up.
Jim Birch next, yeah. Yeah. Another sort of homegrown guy. This is another Illinois guy. He's from around Champaign, a little place called Savoy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the sign. I don't think I've ever been there, but
I have still living up there. Not a whole lot up there. I guess it's outside of Champaign a little bit proper. But anyway, Jim, we featured Jim before, and good singer, songwriter. This is one that he wrote, and it's about Hannibal, Missouri, and it's called Hannibal, Missouri.
Hannibal, Missouri. Here we go. Nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Hannibal, Missouri.
Tell us a little bit about Jim. You know him.
Like I say, he's still living up around Savoy up there and outside of Champaign. He comes down here kind of fairly regularly. He dropped by some CDs here a while back, and he's playing piano on that track and singing the lead vocals. The fellow's backing him up is a guy named Craig Fletcher, and this brings up our buddy. We got a. He's got the mic on here for this guy.
Oh, that guy.
For that guy there.
We'll bring up a mic for him, I tell you. Let's see here. Mike. Welcome, Craig.
Yeah, our buddy Craig Baumberger's in the studio here with us, and we hope to get a few pithy comments out of him. The fellow playing the violin on that track, hate to say fiddle because it's such a sweet kind of sound and everything, but he's actually played on one of Craig's, on one cut on one of Craig's albums. His name is Craig Fletcher, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably one of the many session musicians down in Nashville that does this, but yeah, you can go to him with a song and just tell him I need some banjo, steel guitar, and fiddle on this, and he'll quote you a price, and it's pretty much a one-take affair. He's a virtuoso when it comes to comes to stringed instruments.
Yeah.
He might play the accordion, too. I'm not sure. We didn't get it.
We never heard that. Nobody's...
Accordion. That,
you know, definition of a gentleman is someone who can play an accordion but doesn't play it.
Okay.
I'd never ask him. Sure, you accordion nuts out there.
We're in the definition.
But yeah, the guy's name is Craig Fletcher. But he's really... I think he was on the road with country acts and years before, which he got tired of, and... to kind of try to make a go of this, I think maybe teaching a little bit too, teaching music and all that. But anyway, the focus on this is Jim Birch again, and I think that's a really nice song, Hannibal.
Yes, it was. Hope to maybe see him in person around here.
Yeah,
sometime. Maybe we could.
See if you can catch him. He's kind of.
Yeah. Okay, dokie. Somebody haven't had one of her tunes on lately here.
Yeah.
And this one is called Look Into My Soul, and
it's
our friend Taylor Steele.
Taylor Steele, yeah.
I think she's still around Effingham.
I think as far as we know, yeah. I think she's kind of tied in with a friend of ours named Bill Poss. I don't have any Bill stuff. We'll have to play Bill on the show one of these things.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's kind of tied in with him, and Bill's a good promoter. He promotes things around Effingham area over there, and runs an open mic. We've all been to the open mic.
All been to the open
mic there. And John was a big hit on the open mic one night.
One night, yeah.
He went over there and he played before 50, Craig and
50
I.
50 ain't bad, though.
I tell you what, man. Craig and I were there and you got done. You killed the place. And Craig and I are looking at each other. We got to follow him. So, which we did, the trooper.
Oh, hey, you guys really took it into
the
next highest level.
Yeah, man. You softened everybody.
In the audience when you guys were doing it and saying.
Oh, yeah. You softened them both. Up for us,
what is the next highest level? I just
getting pretty rarefied here.
That from a guy that used to fly big airplanes. There's a high level.
Yeah, that's as high as you can go.
Yeah.
But anyway, Taylor Steele. So, and the name of the song, "Look Into My Soul." I think it's a live track, which is probably recorded around the Effingham area someplace.
Yeah.
At a festival, I think it was.
I believe it is. We'll do it. Here it comes. Taylor Steele, Look Into My Soul.
Show me the way, so these things I have to say. Hey, that was Taylor looking at
Taylor.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. She's a good singer.
Yes, she is.
So
she is a dandy.
And a young person yet, so maybe she's
a young person is a good thing to
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed it myself.
it's been a while since any first hand knowledge of
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, still got somewhat of a memory, I guess.
Yeah.
How about you, Craig? You got songs about that kind of thing. The
most
shape I'm in.
Or about getting older.
I know.
It's not about
yeah.
being younger.
No, no. No, but you talk about being young. What's wrong? The shape I'm in.
Once upon a time.
What? The
shape I'm getting older. Da, 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 da.
And
the women give me a cold shoulder.
Yeah. Most of the ladies I meet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of blues, I guess.
Just had a banjo and a guitar. We just did it right now. Yeah.
We'll get some of that.
Taylor's appeared at the Globe Theater a time or two.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
she
right.
She'll be back someday.
Yeah, she came with Change Station one year, I think.
Yeah.
Swamp, what are we going to do next here?
Well, let's go back to Joel Mabus again. Craig Baumberger is sitting by us here, so what you folks don't hear is, say, hey, let's play this song by Joel. And it's a banjo instrumental. Off the air, we're talking about this guy playing Joel again, playing the banjo, and played a little bit. And what do you think about it, Craig?
Well, I think he's excellent. He's a really good clawhammer banjo.
Plays clawhammer
style,
right?
And perhaps he plays three string or three fingers.
Yeah, he does
too.
Also. Can you explain to folks what clawhammer is?
Well, clawhammer is playing without finger picks, and it's you pick a string on the downstroke and then strum with your other fingers and pluck with the thumb.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a clawhammer plucking, and
your hand kind of seems
people that can really play can get a very intricate melody going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty simple with mine. It's not that complicated, but this guy, he's really good.
It's about like Mark Dvorak, another guy that plays Clawhammer style.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys really do some.
Mark was here in November at the Globe, and we got to hear some of his Clawhammer banjo.
Yeah, he's pretty tough too. So I don't know if Joel and Mark ever met up or not, but then if they did, boy, the sparks would fly.
The sparks and the
watch out
strings and everything.
Anyway, this is one called Tom Paine's Dream from Joel Mavis again.
Joel Mavis.
This is one I put together for the bicentennial of the Constitution. It's called Tom Paine's Dream. And for you banjo players out there wondering how I have this thing tuned, this is the Tom Paine Dream tuning.
Tough, isn't it? What do you think about that, Bowie?
I think that was some pretty virtuoso banjo picking.
I'll tell you what.
Now, that's the first time virtuoso and banjo have been using the same sentence for many, many moons.
At least tonight, first time. Yeah.
Joel Mavis again, and John was asking me off the air where he's from again, and the only clue we have is he said he was from east of East St. Louis, so on the Illinois side here. So. That's all.
Okay.
I got them. So,
actually west of here, then.
West of us.
West of us.
Right. Let's not get to them.
East of the Mississippi.
Okay. Yeah, someplace.
So not far away.
Someplace between the Mississippi and Effingham, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, maybe he's from Greenville. I don't know.
No.
Well, if anybody knows, maybe they should call in and
yeah,
straighten us out.
That's true. If they do, Joel Mavis.
We got a young man coming up here we haven't heard from in a while, but boy, is he good. And he's from right around here.
Yeah.
You've seen Craig a lot.
Craig knows something about him, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Gary's from up in Panama, and I've run into him a couple times. He played with Swampy and I at a benefit for the Iron Horse Tavern in Panama. They had had an electrical fire, and she was closed down for several months, and I offered to Swampy and I to come up, and we'd play music one night, maybe get her a crowd. And Carrie offered to play also, and he came on after us, and they set up a four-piece band, and I was blown away by what they did that night in Panama. It was some really excellent country rock. He really brings it. He's a really good musician.
Yeah. You know, we saw him one night out one of the roadhouses here on 127, and he was entertaining,
doing a solo,
with his guitar.
Yeah.
And, terrific.
Yeah.
This tune is one of his singles, I think, that he's maybe got out here. It's called 100 Proof, which is quite a bit of proof.
Probably something to do with alcohol.
Getting 200 proof out there, but the 100 is pretty stout.
100 will do it, I think.
Yes. You don't want to do too many of those in a row.
No, no.
All right. Gary Miller.
Gary.
100 Proof.
Too much, but it just feels so damn good. I love too much, I just care too less. It just hurts so much. I can feel it coming down like a hammer to a nail, like old John Henry swinging. Well, I think too much, I listen too less when I'm sitting here alone with you. I'm just drowning in that bottle, searching for the bitter truth.
That was Cary Miller, 100 Proof.
Cary
Swamp.
Yeah.
That's arousing some country rock right there, baby. And right around Bond County.
I know he's playing around a little bit this summer. The last I heard of him, he did a few things. things. I think one was up in Butler, I think, and a couple other places. So he's out there. I guess
he's doing it. So, yeah. So. Okay. Gary Miller. Remember that name. He could be Gary Miller someday. Or bigger than, you know.
He could be the Cary Miller one day.
Amen.
You know, you made it then.
Well, Swamp, what's next here?
Well, here's a group that I've been wanting to get on the air for some time. And Craig, who's sitting by me, kind of gave me the idea you ought to play this group called the Jars of Clay. A great idea. They're a band that got together kind of mid-90s, I think. Had a Greenville College connection at the time, and a couple of connections here. Actually, they kind of formed at Greenville College, and again, it was college back then, not university.
Yes, and we're talking history here. Yes,
and historically, it was Greenville College, and these guys got together. The name of the band is Jars of Clay, and they kind of hit it the circuit there for a while. They've broken up now. I read an article a couple of years back. They kind of went separate ways, and no animosity. They just decided to do something different, I think.
Did you know they were hitting it big when you heard them on the Casey Kasem Top 40 program?
Casey Kasem.
So, yes, Casey Kasem played them in the Top 40 several times. Casey just passed away.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Casey fan myself. But,
yeah.
Casey did some great work in a movie called The Incredible Two-Headed Transplant.
He did not.
He did. Yeah, this is it's one of my favorite films.
Casey's in it.
I don't know.
Two-headed bad transplant.
Well, we don't want to go into much. Bruce Dern was a mad doctor, and he's
I believe it.
And Bruce Dern, it was a Roger Corman production. And
wait a minute. Can we give us a little more plot?
Anyway, Well, that's about all the plot you need. He's a mad scientist, and he's grafting things on for some reason. And, it was a Roger Corman production. They interviewed Bruce Dern some years later, and he said he never got paid for it.
I wonder if Casey got paid for it.
I don't know, Casey. I don't know. I also had Pat Priest, who was...
never got paid for it.
I don't know. So Dern said he never got paid for it. He was.
Well, there'll be a big rush on the VCR tomorrow. You know that.
With us
talking about it on the radio.
We're going to do a bump here, We'll do a bump.
Bruce could get his money.
Bruce is still with us. Bruce is still doing a few things. It's one of my favorite movies. So incredible to transfer.
How did we get on this?
I don't know, but I
get off track.
How did we get on?
Introducing. Oh yeah, Casey Kasem.
Casey, you were the guy.
Jars of Clay. I'm the guy that got us off topic here. All right.
Doesn't take much to get derailed here.
What? Tell me about this.
But anyway, the other little thing was some of these guys were in one of Bob Johnson's classes.
When
they started kind of making a bop, said, I knew those guys
back when they were
the GC days. Yeah.
Just little students.
Yeah,
they were students.
They were students. Yeah, right.
Hard to think of anything that they wouldn't have been if they'd have been in his class.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They were studious too, probably.
Yeah. I don't know how studious they were, anyway, they were students.
What was he teaching, man? Do you know? Because I took his fencing class one time.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah. Was this out of make fence or how to?
No,
this was with the swashbucklers.
Yeah, I think I was auditing the class, but he said, come on, you can take the class.
Do you ever wear one of those masks with the? You don't want to get poked in the nose.
You're like padded in there, and you have pads on.
We were padded. It was fun.
Yeah, Bob was a fun guy.
Can use those pads to train those police dogs too.
Anyway. A couple of these guys were in one of Bob's classes. I don't know which class it was. Could have been fencing. Could have been something else. But anyway, he kind of knew a couple of them. And they played the Agape Fest here in Greenville. I saw them one time.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. They were Agapes. Yes.
Yeah. So they were kind of headliners.
Big draws.
Came back. So.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Once again, probably mid-90s and on a little ways. But then he decided to call it quits. I guess they'd had enough. You know, it's maybe not all it seems. When you get into it, maybe that's what you want, and maybe later you decide not. I don't know.
Anyway. I once met the ex-banner drummer for, what was the big Illinois band?
REO,
drummer from REO. He had some great stories about
about
the good old days with REO. the airplanes they used to fly around in. I'm sure Craig would never get in one of these airplanes that this guy talked about. I mean, the hazards of being a rock and roller and chartering planes from one place to another.
Maybe Craig is the guy you'd want to be a pilot. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Well, yeah, you would want him, but I don't think he'd want to be in any of these airplanes that this guy described.
Anyway, this is Jars of Clay, and who are no longer functioning, but this is a nice song off this album called... Oh, the other angle here was a guy named Adrian Belew, who's gone to quite a bit of success, if you know who he is. He was in Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois native, and he went on... He got discovered in a Nashville bar playing electric guitar down there, and he played with Frank Zappa and King Crimson, and two big rock and roll names. And I think he's doing his own thing right now, but... our buddy Dave Johnson was tuning pianos for a while down in Nashville, and he said he'd always run across, he'd be in somebody's basement, and one time he said, you know who Adrian Belew is? And, yeah, I know, he played with Frank Zappa, and blah, blah, blah. I tuned his piano, and so all these Nashville people have little, you know, little dens and this and that, and blah, blah, and usually have a piano, whether they play them much or not, but Adrian Belew actually plays on this, he was producer for this album. And I think he played cello and something else.
Mm-hmm. You know, as far as piano goes, somebody pointed it out the other day, and it never occurred to me. It said the reason there are guitars is you can't take your piano with you wherever you go. You know,
it's tougher. Yeah, it's tougher.
Yes.
I'm going for the accordion.
The accordion is coming back.
The accordion is very much like a piano now.
Kind of piano-like.
Think about it.
Yeah. Piano-like.
Couldn't sound like an accordion. Like a piano. And you can carry them around.
You can carry them around.
Yes.
What's the name of this song again?
The name of the song is called Flood.
Flood.
It hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim out.
Yeah.
The end comes quick.
That's it right there. You know what? Yeah. We need to tell everybody out there who these people are. And the lead vocals is a guy named Dan Hazeltine. I hope I'm pronouncing all these right. Guitar player is Matt Odmark. Another guitar and bass player is Stephen Mason. Piano organ is Charlie Lowell. And drums and percussion is a guy named Tim Smith. Yeah, I just had an idea when we're playing this, maybe we could have a phone interview with Bob Johnson sometime and ask him about these guys.
A great idea.
Might do that.
Yeah, yeah. Is Bob on the phone somewhere?
Well, that's the problem getting through to him. I don't know.
Send out an all points bulletin for Bob Johnson. There's probably four or five in between here.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah, that's true. I think I've got him there. So. I remember trying to call him, though, and I think it was a habit when he was teaching that. You got the phone with Bob Johnson, then there was always, you know, the mail was always, you couldn't get through to it, you know, so the, or what do you call it? Yeah. I try to leave a message. And the mailbox is always full, so.
Let's bring Craig in this conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're talking about Bob Johnson.
I've got Bob's number.
Here we go.
If you ever want to call him, he's out in Prescott, Arizona. He says he plays at a little place called the Roadkill Bar, I think.
Roadkill.
He's a favorite there on their open mic.
Yeah.
And Bob says he goes to services on Sunday, and then he'll go to the square in Prescott and plays until he has enough for lunch.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has a hot dog, sometimes he has a steak. It just depends
and
on
sometimes he's sitting there for about 3 hours.
And sometimes it's 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, he's exactly. Still having enough for a Big Mac.
Right. Yeah. I tell you what, I love Bob's music. It's catchy.
Right, now that we're talking about Bob, if we could play one tune tonight by Bob, can we get a vote here and we're going to play it, right?
Sure. What do you want to hear, Bose? I'll leave it to you.
I like yodeling.
Yodeling?
Yeah.
Then some yodeling time with you.
Yeah,
that's good. I love that song.
Okay, I'll go along.
There we go.
All majority right. Rules.
Bob Johnson, yodeling. Here we go.
Well, the working day starts early on the prairie, trying to make ourselves a bean or two. When the working day is done, could we sit down one-on-one? I'd love to spend some yodeling time with you. Life ain't always easy on the prairie, and I know that your life ain't easy too. Oh, but it is always easy when we sit down and I spend some time a-yodeling with you. Can still get her done if it
the pace of sin, as I look to spend my only time with you.
There's our buddy Bob.
There goes Bob.
Yodeling.
A little yodeling time. That's good, good cut there,
isn't it? Across the prairie.
Yep. We'll have to give him a call Wednesday. We'll set up time. We can do a telephone interview with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tell us about those guys from Jars of Clay and what kind of studious students they were. And
right. Yeah. I think the statute of limitations ran out.
Probably all the stuff that they did I don't think Greenville University would reach out and grab and say, hey, you guys.
I hope they paid all their loans off.
Well, that there is.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do it. I don't know.
the university didn't make the loans anyway.
I think a couple of those, some of the cuts off this album were made at Greenville College. And I think somewhere down in Nashville, this Adrian Ballou guy has a little studio down there, or he did. And I think they recorded some things in Nashville. And I think they kind of moved their base down to Nashville once upon a time. Like I said, they've split up at this point. But good band while they lasted.
So, great band.
I think we talked to Bob. It'll be fun to talk to Bob anyway.
I did some yodeling with Bob.
Did some long distance yodel. Yeah.
I think that's the best way to hear yodeling is long distance.
I always liked your story about how is the banjo like the...
How's the banjo like a lawsuit? Everybody's happier when the case is closed.
It's one of those memorable stories.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite... banjo jokes.
It's my only one I ever knew, a banjo joke.
We can go for it.
There's some other banjo joke, too.
Actually, don't get me started.
Okay.
We'll go all night.
There's no other yodeling joke, so I think yodeling jokes have been outlawed.
I think so. Especially in Switzerland.
They cut down. Of the Swiss is not a good thing.
They're gangers. They're peaceful people.
They all carry those army knives.
That's right. They know how to use them, man.
They got those little scissors in there, man. They come at you without, baby.
You see a corkscrew coming at you. Watch out.
Corkscrew.
Get your eyeball with one of those things.
I'm neutral.
You're neutral. Very good. Very good.
Swiss are very well known for neutrality.
I tell you what, they cut your eye out with all the corkscrews in them. So. You never blink an eye.
It could happen, yeah.
Well, shall we talk about this next guy here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got a fellow named Pat Burton, who was John Hartford. He's buddies with John Hartford in the early 60s, I would say, I guess. And Pat stayed up around Champaign through the years. He didn't make the trip down Nashville. Hartford probably left Illinois back about 63, 64, and Pat stayed on. But they always stayed in touch, and kind of guy John was. He got some musicians to play on Pat's album, which I think is the only album that... that Pat recorded, Pat Burton, we're talking about. And John got Vassar Clements, one of the great fiddlers. I got two of the Bray Brothers that we've featured on our shows before, and we call them the Bluegrass Gentlemen from time to time. John likes those guys.
And, yes.
We got Harley Bray playing the banjo, and Francis Bray playing bass. Another fellow named Mike Melford played some mandolin. And anyway, Pat never really scaled the heights of that Hartford did. I mean, Hartford, knocked it out of the ballpark with Gentle My Mind. I mean, wow, what a song. You're going to write one song. That was the song to write because, he had royalties coming in until the end of his days. And I think his son probably, I think he had a son and two daughters. I think they're probably getting some of that money. So it's a gift that keeps on giving, I guess. So
that's what we need. Anyways, yeah.
So we keep hoping. That's why I hang around Craig over here.
Right. That's why I always say, oh, hang around Craig. Maybe
it's going to hit
someday. Someday that song with the dog that drove his Cadillac.
Yeah, right, yeah,
is,
exactly. Yeah.
That is primo.
I think that's gold myself. But anyway, I don't know if anybody else does, but... We just keep open, and that's why I kind of act nice to him, try to act nice to him. So.
it's hard some days, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. Some days harder than others, but anyway. You have a rebuttal?
not really. But
pay no attention to what these guys say.
I'll keep knocking them out. I don't think they'll go out of the park. But
You don't know until you try, I guess. Anyway, back to Pat Burton, and this song, first song on his album, is called Hit Song.
Hit Song.
Everybody's looking for.
Here we go, Hit Song.
Much time left, so let me have a hit. Music is so changing, but I just stay the same. I'd like to have a lot of dough and get a famous name. I'll just hang right in there and try it bit by bit. I'll write the old songs that I can and hope I get a hit. I've been playing 30 years and never made it yet. I may not have too much time left, so let me have a hit. The other day and said, what would you take to get the two Brave Brothers a record you will make? I said, take a little time, we're not quite ready yet. I've got to finish up this song and hope I've got a hit. I've been playing 30 years and never made it yet. I may not have too much time left, so let me have a hit. Guitar and no three chords or four. I tried to figure out new things, but just can't learn no more. So I'll keep right on playing and never ever quit. And I hope that maybe someday I'll have myself a hit. I've been playing 30 years and never made it yet. I may not have too much time left, so let me have a hit.
Oh, some good feeling that banjo there, yeah.
We don't know. I think this Harley Bray was playing the banjo. John Hartford also plays banjo on here. The fiddler you hear is a guy named Vassar Clemens. He's got a certain style that you can recognize. And I met Pat a couple times and talked to him. He's a pretty jovial type person. He just stayed around the Champaign area pretty much. And I think he did go to Nashville and record with John one time. I do have an album. Maybe we can do that in the future. But anyway, that was Hit Song. I guess he's hoping for a hit. I don't think it, but that, you know, really made it really big. But anyway, that's Pat Burton. We'll play some more of him in the future. Anything you want to comment on here?
No, I was just reading out here on the record jacket, and he was, sounds like he had some health problems back in those years, but he could sure sing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a...
I know he lived up until the 80s. I was playing with Allison and Krause, and we'd go up to Champaign and see everybody. And a fellow named Bill Wheezy had a backyard jam he'd have, and Pat Burton showed up there a couple times. And so I talked to Pat a little bit. He's a friendly guy. And I know he lived up until the 80s, maybe past that. Here's another tie. Was, I think, Jim Birch... was a mailman for him, I think, maybe too. So back when Jim was delivering the mail. So I think we're getting close to the end, are we, John?
I think pretty close. Well, Craig, let Craig choose one here.
Here's a guy.
He's got one picked out.
Talk
about this young man.
It's Jim Howie. We featured Jim a couple shows ago. And tell us what you know about Jim Howie there, Greg.
Well, back in the 50s, when I would have been, giving away my age. But anyway, back in the 50s, the Reno Presbyterian Church had got a couple of new preachers, and one of them was Reverend Howie. And he comes from Eden, Illinois, which is down south from Eden, Illinois. Yep. And he still goes back and mows the grass in the old home place, actually. But I was probably 6-8 years old, and he was leading the Sunday school class, and he was the minister for that church and five others for years and years and years. And he lives up in Donaldson. Jim, he's been our minister there for years and years. He retired several years ago, still lives up in Donaldson. And he recorded this album several years ago. A fellow named Jay Round used to come around and play with him. And Jim knows all the old-time delights. And we're going to listen to one called Gooseberry Pie.
And this has a backup by a guy named Pete Lippincott.
You may boast if you like of your bacon and greens. You may talk of roast turkey and game. You may sing loud the praises of Boston baked beans. They may all be just what they claim. Roast beef and plum pudding may answer for some. Oysters in a stew am a prize. I relish them all, but my greatest delight is a big piece of gooseberry pie. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie. Was my favorite luncheon while toddling around, just a youngster of 3 years or more. I was sniffed up the fragrance that often arose from a crack in the old oven door. As my teeth gently pressed through the lovely brown crust and the contents it held were set free, it sends through my frame such a thrilling delight. It's as luscious can be. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie. Well, I now have grown older and love it still more. I shall till the day I die. For dinner or supper, there's nothing so good as a big piece of gooseberry pie. There's a girl who has taken a fancy to me. I can tell by the twinkle in her eye. But the girl that I marry must first understand how to bake a good gooseberry pie. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie.
Jim could play that auto harp pretty good.
Yeah, Jim's playing auto harp.
Auto harp, yeah.
And who was that playing guitar on that?
A guy named Pete Lippincott was playing guitar, backup guitar.
Okay.
But that's from the mid-70s, I think.
Well, Swampy, I think we probably come to the end of the January trail here.
All right. Well,
and we'll be coming back in February and almost as much fun as we did in January.
Well, hopefully, anyway. So
yeah.
Bring you some more interesting music. Hope you all like it out there.
So. Yes.
Have a good one.
Nice. See you later.
WGEL Greenville.